Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
So, how can you release the resistance in your body? Is first you have to know that it's there. So, one practice to do is like closing your eyes. You can do it right now. Close your eyes and just like literally sense and do a full body scan of your entire body. Do a full body scan and just notice, is there any resistance within my body? And if so, asking yourself, what does that resistance have to say? Or asking yourself, what haven't you expressed or released? And oftentimes when we are in physical pain, when we feel resistance or any type of pain within our body, it is tied to our emotions, like I said, because it's unexpressed. So acknowledge the physical pain and then asking yourself, or that resistance, is there something that I have not expressed emotionally, whether to yourself or to someone else, that you've been wanting to say but you haven't? And or listening to your body, like what messages does it have for you? So, how can you get more into your body? One way is intuitive movement. Intuitive movement is literally like you can put on a song, you can do it without music. I always love to do it with music. I suggest creating your own playlist if you haven't already, of just one that's called like embodiment or feelings or something, that songs that you love, that when you listen to them, you just want to move. And just allow yourself to move how you want to move. Again, it's about getting out of the mind space and into the body. And when you are intuitively moving, that's obviously also connecting you to your intuition, because you're allowing your body to intuitively move around. And in order to do that freely, we have to cultivate trust within our body. So how can you allow yourself to know that you are safe to be in your body, which could be, again, a whole nother topic. But just here, or like on your own time, you can reflect on, how can I trust my body? How can it be okay to be in my body? Another way, which I already mentioned again, so Kundalini yoga will help you be in your body as well as connect to your intuition. Also, sensual touch. So that's basically just lightly touching yourself, like literally with your fingertips. Obviously, it's best unclothed. Letting yourself feel love. Like, set your intention. What is it that you want to cultivate? Whether this is a manifestation, whether this is a feeling, and let it come from your soul, from your intuition, from source. Like, you get to cultivate that with your own touch and senses. And one way that you can create trust and safety within your body, you can soothe your nervous system, is by your own self-touch. And you can do this in a way where, like, it's just gently self-touch on your arms, for example, and you can just do a room scan, like looking around the room, reminding yourself, it's okay to be in my body, it's okay, I am safe, it's okay to be in my body, I can trust my body, whatever is here is okay, things like that, whatever feels good to you. But basically, in order to be fully embodied, we have to feel safety. So again, it's coming back to, how can you create the safety within your body so you can trust and come into your body fully? Also, pleasure. So this can be literal self-pleasure, and or this can be things within your life that create pleasure. So this can be, it might be things like you create just a like a space where you are working, where you're around your home, having flowers. Maybe it's dressing in comfortable clothing, wearing dangly earrings. Like, how can you embody your space, yourself, so that you feel in pleasure? And also play, because doing things for pleasure and play also increase our intuition. It's all a cycle. If you cannot see already, I hope you can. Like, the more that we are in our body, the more that our intuition comes, and vice versa. When we are intuitive, we get to then connect to our bodies. So prioritize just slowing down to take the time to connect into your body, to do body scans, to self-massage, to self-soothe, to do sacred self-care, to do breath work, kundalini yoga, intuitive movement, all of these things can help you to come more into your body. So, let me know if you have any questions. I'm just about done. I'll just say kind of like,
thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at RVPQueens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course at Boss Ladies Mindset.